Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Yes, we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Yes, what a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God. Yes, we thank him. We thank him for you. And we thank him for you. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we give him the highest praise. We give him the highest praise. Oh, yes, he deserves the highest praise. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. We give him the highest praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, we just thank him. We thank him. Yes, we thank him. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Psalms 37 and 7. Yeah. Do not be agitated. Do not be upset. Yeah, do not. Just don't. Don't even focus on the wicked. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today, God, thanking you for this opportunity. Thanking you, God, for the air that we're breathing, God. Thanking you, God, for the ability to move our limbs, God. Thanking you, Lord, for the tongue that we can say hallelujah to you, God. Thanking you, God, for ears to hear, God. Thanking you, God, for feet that we can walk, oh, God. That we can move, oh, God. We move, oh, God, at every command that you give us. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for life itself. Oh, we bless your holy name. We thank you, God. We are grateful. We are grateful. And we ask you, God, to bless all the listeners, God. Near and far, oh God, those we know, those we don't know, Master, we thank you, God, for the blessings that are showering as your word go forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We thank God. Again, we thank God for you, and we bless you. We bless you. Yes, we're going to go quickly with our word because this is a season word. This is a season. When I say season, what do I mean? I mean a noun word. A word that is right now. And God has just poured it out. Yeah, yeah. We're going to go quickly into the discussion of leaders. Godly leaders. Leaders is, a godly leader is grounded in righteousness. And righteousness is his own reward. Did you hear what I said? A godly leader is grounded in righteousness, and righteousness is his own reward. He's rewarded, yeah, for doing right. You may feel that the righteous leaders would serve you better in another position, but listen to me. Serve the one who has all power. Not some power, but all. Hey. All power. He got it. He got it. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he has all power. Yeah, he has been given all power. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We thank God for Jesus. Bless his holy name. God created righteousness. He created righteous leaders. God, nobody could do us like the Lord. Nobody. Nobody has the ability. Nobody could rock us, huh? When we're weary, nobody could wash away all our sin. Nobody could renew us. Nobody could put us in right standing, put us in the right place, put us in right positions. Nobody could do it. No one. We say hallelujah to you, Lord. Oh, we thank him. We thank him. Yes. We're going to just move quickly into Elijah. I'm sorry, I'm saying Elijah, but it's Eli. Eli. Eli was a high priest, of Shiloh. When Hannah came to Shiloh to pray for her son, Eli accused her of drunkenness. But Hannah protests. Huh? She protests her innocence. And Eli wished her well. He wished her well. Eli was a high priest. Yeah. High priests were those who were appointed by God. God had actually handpicked a high priest. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go quickly to 1 Samuel, and we're going to go to chapter 2, and we're going to start at verse 12. And, of course, we're going to jump around a little bit. Yeah. What a mighty God, huh? What a mighty God. So Eli, he had sons. His sons were wicked. They were wicked, wicked men. They had no regard for the Lord. Now I want you to remember this. As a parent, as a guardian, even though sometimes our kids get to be wicked, even though sometimes we probably were wicked, God still loves us, even in our wickedness. He loves us. Yes, he loves us in that wickedness. Yeah, this sounds familiar to many. Anyone raising a kid? Anyone still raising a grown person? Anyone still raising someone that is over 20 and you're steady trying to raise that older person? Well, look at verse 13. Verse 13 says, "Now it was the practice of the priests with the people that whenever anyone offered a sacrifice and while the meat was being boiled, the servant of the priest would come in with three balls, forks, you know, the prone forks, the forks that we use that we pick up things with, the long handles, They would come with three of those in their hands, Everything the priest did were detailed. They were detailed instructions from God. Yes, there was a reason behind everything that was done by the priest. Glory to God. And we know that if everything was detailed done by the priest, everything was also detailed from the Almighty. The Almighty God was very detailed. Yes. Verse 14 says, he would plunge it into the pan or the kettle or the pot, and the priest would take for himself whatever the fork brought up. Think about that. Whatever the fork brought up, the priest, it was his privilege, that he could think came up. He had that privilege. He had that right. Why? Because God had given him that authority. We're talking about leaders here. We're talking about godly leaders. So this is how they treated all the Israelites who came to Shiloh. It was detailed. God has always been a God of order. Are you listening to what I'm saying? He's a God of order. Yeah, a God of order. And he requires that we have order too. Verse 15 says, but even before the fat was burned, the servant of the priest would come and say to the man who was sacrificing, give the priest some meat. Give the priest some meat to roast. He won't accept boiled meat from you, only raw. Now listen to this. This is an order. This is the order in which God had placed. And the priest was to follow the order. Remember, God is a God of order. Order. There has always been order. Think about Noah. God was order. He was detailed with Noah. When he laid out the map of the size of the art. He was detailed with the footage, huh? And the inches, yeah. How many was to a board? How long they were supposed to stay afloat? God has always never missed a beat. He was always detailed. Look at David. When David fought Goliath, huh? David was the one that had the ability to fight Goliath. Yeah. But before he got to Goliath, he dealt with the bear. He dealt with the lion. But he did it because he followed the orders of the Lord. God was always, always selecting leaders. So leaders have always been one of his main attractions, to select righteous leaders. Yeah. Look at Daniel, Abraham, and there were many more who he used in detail. In detail, God is a God of order, and he requests you and me to be people with order. Order in our lives. Yes. Verse 16 tells us that if the man said to him, well, let the fat be burnt up first, and then take whatever you want, the servant would then answer, no, hand it over now. If you don't, I'll take it by force. What are we saying here? Again, this is detail. This is order. This was a procedure. And many of us don't like procedures. We don't like the order. We don't like to do things that continuously has gone on from time to time. We don't take the time to find out why, what is the reason behind it. We just want to do everything quick, fast, and in what? A hurry. Yeah, this is the world we're in today. Yeah, but here we see that the priest had to do things in order. Yeah, verse 17 tells us this sin of the young men was very great in the Lord's sight, for they were treating the Lord's offering with contempt. Yeah, with contempt. They were treating it with contempt. Sin before God was great, as it was then and it is today. Sin before God has always been great. It says this was the offering of the Lord, and Eli's sons were not being as sacred with the offering as they should be. They weren't. They were very careless. Mm-hmm. And usually what we'll find further on is the in the offering there were also it was like a communion that was actually taken during the offering period, that the priest would actually go and do the sacrificial offerings along with communion. Well, these guys, instead of just offering up everything, they were eating and they were drinking. Yeah, they were eating and they were drinking. They were having like a party, huh, with the sacrificial offerings that were all to be offered up to our Most High God. Verse 22 tells us Eli was getting old. Yes, we have moved quickly. Eli was getting old, and he heard about the things that his sons were doing to all Israel, and how they slept with the women who served at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Yeah, think about it. What we see today? What we see today? Huh? This message here is far from. It's for some parents, yeah, for some parents who feel they are all alone with raising their kids, trying to teach them how to be good leaders, how to be righteous, how to just do everything which has an order to it. But sometimes the hand of God is the only one who can bring closure. Sometimes it takes God. Parents, sometimes it takes God. Sometimes he has to be the one. Verse 22 tells us, 23, why do you do such things? This is what Eli was talking to his son, and he was asking them, why do you do such things? He said, I hear from all the people about these wicked, wicked, wicked deeds that you all do. And you see, he was trying to take time, trying to get them to turn from the evilness that they would have started becoming accustomed to. Once their parent began to get older, they start doing any and everything they thought they were big enough to do. People do talk. People talk. Think about it. Think about someone has told you as a parent that your kid, kid was talking back, that your kid was sleeping in church, that your kid was chewing gum. Come on, think about it. Someone has always warned us about our children. Yes, yes, yes. God demands that if we desire to be leaders, we will be good, good leaders, righteous leaders, humble, just as our dealings. But if we continue to keep on being corrupt leaders, leaders with mouths full of ungodliness, look at this, look at this. Leaders who sleep around with the women of the church. Am I talking to anybody? Women who are completely defiled with the beverage and don't come before God with a holy attitude, Leaders who have thrown holiness aside and has walked in such filth before God and desire for God to bless. It will not happen. It will not happen. 27:36. A severe judgment comes down on the priesthood of the Eli and his sons. Parents, if you can't line them up, if you don't wait until they're old, you know, many times we wait until kids get old and then we want to start trying to train them. Then we want to try to kind of condemn them for the corruption. Then we try to help them to change. But you can't use the same old plan of correction with the same zero results. You can't. There has to be a change. There has to be something for the help while they are young. Parents, while they're young, to have good leaders, to have leaders who stand for righteousness. So in your old days, look at this. In Eli's old days, when he taught them, what he had taught them, he had become old and they had just did away with their teaching. They were no longer walking as priests. They were no longer doing it. Now, mind you, we serve a God who knows everything. He knows the beginning and he knows the end. He knows the in-between. He created everything. He breathed breath into us and we all became living souls. We're talking about the awesomeness of God, the omnipresence of God. But somewhere, somehow, these sons have forgotten. They have gotten caught up. They've gotten caught up. Yeah. So we see, We see the fruit has died. The fruit of the labor has died. The branches are no longer producing. Am I talking to anyone? God brings on a judgment of the sons for this. Yeah, judgment. They did the things that they did in the temple. The orgies that were taking place. The drunkenness that were offerings that were supposed to be sacrificial offerings that were offered up to God for the sins of the people. But yet you were sinning all over. And it was like they had forgot who God was. They had forgot that God was omnipresent. They had forgot that all God could do, God had the ability to just put his hand down and they would perish. parents, we are to train up a child in the way that he will go. And when he is old, he will not depart. Why he won't? Because he's fearful. He's fearful of God. And he's fearful of you as a parent. Listen to me. I can remember asking God, as a parent, when it became nursery time, you know, when you're dropping your kids off to go to the nursery, the first time, think about the first time they went to nursery. Oh, the first time. They hadn't been away from you ever. And the first time they fell out on the floor. They didn't want nobody to touch them. They screamed, holler. But you, parent, had to go because you had to go to work. Remember how you felt? Oh, you just felt so torn up half of the day you were torn up because you kept seeing that picture, visualizing them falling out, having a temper tantrum. Huh? A reason to call God? Yes! A time to call God. A time to press into God. Will he help you? Yes, he will. Huh? Help me. Help me, God. Help me when it became time for feedings, when they didn't want to eat the food, and they would take the food and throw it everywhere, throw it out the bowl. But you, being the parent, you had to show them how they could eat with a spoon, and you had to show them how they could have their first sippy cup. You, the parent, had to ask God to guide you, to show you how to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Help you when they were teething, and you found out that teething hurts, and it was hurting their little gums, and you had to be the one to get something to put on it to soothe their little pain. That's why they were cross. That's why they ran a temperature. You had to ask God. Yeah. This was your leadership. This was your task as a parent. You were showing leadership. Leadership that you were trained from your parents. How to lead. Yeah. Asking God. School year. At the beginning of every school year, when you had to leave them to school in the care of the teacher, a person you didn't really know, and you were hoping that the person, the teacher, would get to know your kid and that your kid would get to know the teacher. Leadership, parents, this was the role that you were in as a leader. Yeah. Think about the vacation, the summertime. Summertimes, I always prayed and asked God to help me, God, to get through summer vacation. Summertime, meaning no school, having a plan, having something for them to do, calling on God as a leader. Yeah, you did. Help me not to worry while he or she was in a different place, doing different things all the time. Help me, God, to help me to be the leader that you have put in place. Help me to be the leader. Doing all these things have taught how to, did you hear what I said? I said effective leader, how to walk in integrity, how to learn how to trust God even when you can't see him, huh? How to know that he's over there taking care of those kids. Glory to God. Leadership is what we're talking about. Yeah, leadership. God requires us all to be good leaders. Can we do that? Yeah. Yes. Look at this. The mouths of the righteous flow wisdom, and their tongues speak what is just. The law of their God is in their hearts. Glory to God. Their feet do not slip. Am I talking to anyone? This is found in Psalms 37, 30 and 31. Don't slip. The feet may fall every now and then, but if it slips, it's going to get back in place. Huh? Leadership is what we're talking about here. Words. Words from the godly leaders will bring about life. and light. We have the ability to go into a dark place, a dark room, a dark dwelling. The atmosphere is dark, but we who are godly leaders will go in and light it up. Light it up with the joy of the Lord. Light it up with the smile. Light it up with the love that God has given us to share, not just to go run and put this light under a tree. Shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Huh? That's our ability as leaders. That is what we are supposed to. That is who we are as leaders. Leaders of the Most High God. Of the Most High God, we are righteous leaders. Yes, we are righteous leaders. We get up in righteousness and we lay down in righteousness. Righteousness becomes a part of our DNA. It's not something that we put on Sunday. We look righteous in our suits and our hats and our attire. And then after that 1 or 2 hours, then we go to looking unrighteousness? No, righteousness stays with us. We don't get rid of righteousness. When we have taken on the love of Christ, when we have taken on a relationship with Him, it shines within us. It shines. It shines. Oh, yes, it shines. That glow, it shines. The presence of God stays with us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody catching on to what I'm saying about being the righteous leader? Yeah. Yeah. See, you cannot underestimate the power of leadership. You can't. People so often try to underestimate the power of righteous leadership. Huh? Sometimes the righteous leader has to be quiet. And when he's quiet, people think he's weak. Sometimes the righteous leader has to talk up. And he has to stand up all by himself. We're talking about righteousness. Oh, yeah. In righteousness, as a leader, you wear many hats. Many hats. Many. The church needs guidance. Yeah, the church needs guidance. Excuse me. The church needs guidance. Without strong leaders, a church cannot stand. One godly advisor grows the stronger he or she gets. The stronger you get, you grow. Huh? And when you grow, then you grow others. And then when others grow, more will grow. And that is the process of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in leadership. He's an awesome God. All we have to do is learn to follow. Follow, follow, follow. He said, follow the yellow brick road. Follow him. Huh? Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your word because we know that your word is true. We ask you, God, to let this word, God, go forward, O Master, and succeed in the area where you desire for it to succeed. And we will be careful to give you all praise, all honor, in Jesus' name. Amen. We look forward to having you with us on Sunday and, of course, on Friday with God's Favorite Ministries and Victorious Living. Yes, we ask you to be blessed and to remember you are the leader. You are the leader that God has put in place. Huh? Walk in righteousness. Walk in righteousness. You have the ability and you can do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We believe it. Mm-hmm. And we say it. We proclaim it. This is what God has given you. Huh? The ability to lead. Amen.